Good morning. Denny Heflin here in Ottoman at the Farm Service Agency with the USDA report for this week. Well, today is October 4th and the fall harvest has been here. Now we were just in need of a stretch of good weather to allow the harvest to continue. So as you think about harvest, be sure to keep complete and accurate records for your corn and soybean yields, as you will need them later this fall for the new Market Facilitation Program, or MFP, here at the FSA office, and you'll need them for your crop insurance. So to start today's program, let's talk a bit about the MFP, or the Market Facilitation Program. MFP provides direct payments to help corn, soybean, wheat, hog, and dairy producers who have been directly impacted by the retaliatory tariffs. Producers should apply for the MFP program through January 15th of 2019. Applications are available online at www.farmers.gov/MFP or at your local FSA office, or by obtaining the form CCC 910 and faxing or emailing the completed and signed form to your FSA office. Payments will be made after you have completed 100% of the 2018 applicable crop harvest. And by that I mean once your soybean harvest is 100% complete, you can apply for the payment on the soybeans. And when the corn harvest is complete, you can apply for the payment on the corn. You do not have to have both corn and soybean crops harvested before you apply. Payment rates are $1.65 for soybeans and a penny on corn. There is a 14 cent per bushel payment on wheat, and hogs are $8 a head. Initial payment amounts will be 50% of these payment rates at the time of application. USDA will announce a second payment rate in the first part of December, if applicable, that will apply to the remaining 50% of the 2018 production. Producers may certify their 2018 production at the time of application, or they may submit documentation supporting the certified production, such as like your crop insurance, at that time of the application. Either way, I want to strongly encourage you that whatever production number you give us, whether it's certified or actual, that the supporting documentation matches the number that you give us. Hog producers will be paid on the number of head of hogs that they had on hand on any given day now between July 15th and August 15th of 2018. Production records for hogs could include breeding records, inventory records, sales receipts, veterinary receipts, etc. There is a payment limitation cap of $125,000 for all grain crops and a second separate $125,000 cap for all hogs and dairy applicants. Again, for more information, producers may want to check out our website at www.farmers.gov/MFP or get in touch with your local FSA office. Conservation Reserve Program, or CRP. CRP participants who want to glean the crop fields after harvesting need to remember that if there are CRP waterways or buffer strips within these fields, these will need to be fenced off or make a request at your local FSA office for incidental grazing. This would require a 25% payment reduction in the annual rental rate for the 2018 year of the acres that were actually utilized. Remember, you must make this request for this incidental grazing prior to placing the livestock out in the fields. Incidental grazing days are limited to a maximum number of 60 days, so you should plan your cleaning needs accordingly and make the request when you get ready to utilize those acres. County offices are now very busy disbursing 2018 annual rental payments for CRP. This is a major job and takes time to complete all the payments that we need to verify and review those payments before we send them out the door. It is anticipated this process could take up to 2 weeks or a little longer, up to 3. We are also in the midst of going to make the payments for the price loss coverage program for those producers who elected the PLC for their 2014 Farm Bill choice. There is a payment rate for the 2017 crop for the PLC payment acres of 34 cents a bushel for corn based upon the national average market price. This price is below the $3.70 reference price for the 2017 marketing year. There will be no payments made for soybeans. For more information, clarification on any of FSA's programs, always feel free to contact your local FSA office. Here in Audubon, that phone number, 712-563-4261, extension 2. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin with updates and reminders from the Audubon County FSA office. Tune in next week at this same time for more updates. Thanks for listening.